And conservatives calling for something known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Boy, I hate to interrupt Hank Williams Jr. in that song that I so love that we use here on the show, portions of it. But I'm in a hurry to get back to Paul Fromm and George. I hate to keep both men waiting through our break here at the start of our second hour. George, are you still there?
Still here, James.
Thank you, sir. And Paul, I don't want to keep you too long either, because I know you're getting yourself fired up for your presentation tonight at the IHR. How much time do you have now between now and your speech?
Well, I've got to prepare and get over there. So.
We'll let you.
Say another 15 minutes with you, or
sure, or even less. I so appreciate your being here. You know, I wanted to run one thing by you, a news item, and George, you might have a thought on this too. You know, one of the most amazing scientists of our time, from the team of Watson and Crick, who discovered the structure of DNA, and received a Nobel Prize for that, was James Watson. And this extraordinary scientist has been in the news this week in a shameful situation. Is that James Watson has been punished by the politically correct, this is what we're talking about, Christmas and censoring Christmas and everything else, figuring out who's in control. This amazing Nobel-winning scientist, James Watson, has been so shunned since he said a few honest things about race and about IQ, that this week he was forced to try to, just to survive, he had to put his Nobel gold medal on the auction block. Had you heard about that, Paul?
Oh, there's a sequel to the story, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been so shunned, humiliated. He's a broken man. And so he was going to sell his Nobel medal, which in the end fetched $4.7 million, and give the money mostly to charity. Well, along came Russia's richest man, who bought it. He bid for it, he bought it, and he's giving it back to Mr. Watson. He said he's a great scientist. It's not right that he should be without the medal. And he went on to say, I respect him as a biologist. My own father, this is the Russian, said, my own father died at age 61 of cancer, and I really respect scientific research. It's not right that this man should have to sell his medal. So he bought it and gave it back to him. This is one of those real, in my opinion, a true feel-good story for this Christmas. And, you know, kudos to the Russian for being a lot more humane than all sorts of supposedly right-wing multimillionaires in the United States. What about the Koch brothers? You know, it's more than just making more money being a patriot. I think this Russian showed up an awful lot of rich, spoiled, cowardly people in the West.
Yeah, it is a wonderful Christmas story. And the man that bought the medal for what is something like $4.75 million. Alisher Berkanovich Usmanov is a Russian Uzbek, and the he's estimated to be the 37th richest person in the world with a net worth of $19.6 billion. And what a nice story to buy that medal. Of course, that was wonderful in itself to give, you know, that's much more than Christie's thought they could get at auction. So he gave a stupendous donation to James Watson to start with, but then to give the medal back to, wow, that's Christmas.
Yeah, that really is Christmas. And showing a lot more spirit than an awful lot of people in North America. You know, we will take this continent back, Jamie, but we will take it back when there are more good people. I mean, I hate to sound airy-fairy, but, you know, we're still the majority. We're still a solid majority. We need to get more people activated. We've got to free more of our people from guilt, and some of our people have to become better people. I mean, more generous. You know, with the wealth that we have in our country, our patriotic movement should be rolling in money. I mean, you should be driving around in a BMW, where most of us are just scraping by. I hate to natter on about money, but many of our patriots figure that they have. They have contributed mightily if they drop a dollar. I was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I was collecting for this McCorkle case. We're appealing the judgment in Canada that has reversed a will that granted a bequest to the National Alliance. So I was, you know, pitching that to people, and I said, well, I have a number of racial booklets that were published in the 60s and 70s are quite good. I'll give you this bundle for any contribution you make to the appeal. Well, most people threw in 20 or more. This guy, pulled out five and parted with it as if it was his last sawbuck. And I thought, you know, when people sit around and moan and groan about, we're losing, perhaps we're not winning because we've got many of our own committed supporters are not very committed. You know, I think some people are just rather dilettantes. You know, it's nice to gather with others and commiserate about how bad things are. I would rather get together with people and try to work on making things better rather than just moaning and groaning about how bad it is.
Well, yes, but we're getting there, Paul, and the thank you so much for what you've done, and you're a model of what one man can do. And folks, Paul Fromm, who is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, and you can find us at theamericanfreedomparty.us, a new political party designed to reflect your views as a patriot. In their purest form, straight up and down, from A to Z, patriot views, those are the platform of the American Freedom Party. Read our platform at theamericanfreedomparty.us, and Paul would be on the board if he were an American citizen. He's a Canadian, so he's our international advisor. And I thank you so much, Paul, as always.
Thanks, and Jamie, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. Thank you. Bye-bye. And George, thank you very much. And a Merry Christmas to you, George, for all you do.
Well, thanks, James. Outstanding show tonight. Keep the ball rolling.
Thank you, sir. We've got another caller on the line. Let me just see here. I'm looking at this great engineering we have from RBN. As an engineer is constantly telling me what's going on and who's calling. And so if you're a caller on the show, you're getting great treatment here from this very professional organization, Republic Broadcasting. We've got Mitzi on the line and Tom. Tom's been on the line the longest. Ladies first here, but Mitzi, if you'll defer to Tom, who's been waiting even longer than George. Tom, how are you doing? Of course, let's see if Tom is still here. I made Tom wait forever.
Nice speaking with you. Paul Revere, James Madison. Yes. James, I'd like to let you know, first off, you, did you hear the news about Paul Revere found a, they've dug up a time capsule of Paul Revere and Samuel Adams? Are you familiar with that case? I need 3 minutes of your time to make my point, but I'd like you to respond to that.
Okay, now what did they find out about Paul Revere?
They found a time capsule with him and Samuel Adams, I guess they buried back in 1790-something. They just found it, or they dug it up. They haven't opened it up yet, but I was wondering, when they do open it up, I wonder if Paul Revere is going to be screaming the Redcoats are coming, or is, would he be shocked when really came over to this country?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tom, I'll tell you, you know, our ancestors who fought so hard, who bled, died, so that we would have, you know, we'd have a great country. Boy, they would be mad as can be at us for what's happened. We got a break coming up. Tom, hang on.
Mitzi, your time, James.
Okay, Tom, hang on. Mitzi, hang on. We'll be right back.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Welcome back, folks. You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. And I, you know, I mention our website all too little. And I also make too few funding and membership appeals on this show. I need to do more of those. I urge you to join the American Freedom Party if you like what you've been hearing from any of the guests on this show or any of the articles you hear read. Many of them written by board of directors members of the American Freedom Party. I'm going to have a little of that coming up. And also, please contribute to the American Freedom Party as generously as you can. You can look at us at the AmericanFreedomParty.us. That's our website. Let me go, Tom, now, let's see, the last thing you were mentioning there, pick it up where you left off.
Yeah, okay, James. What I have to say is this. I see a dire problem here now with the space in this country, now that you got John Boehner, Ed, and the Republicans caving in on with this amnesty. We're going to get that with $1.1 trillion, and it's going to destroy the Republican Party, but actually it's going to be a crippling blow to white Anglos in this country, because, and Afro-Americans for that matter, because of the job situation and all that. And we already got 90 million people out of work, or not looking for work, and 50 million people on food stamps. But that's just one point I want to bring out.
Let me comment on that. That's a very, very good point. And folks, let's look forward to that. Anticipate that, which is that, I mean it in that sense, that the things that people like John Boehner are doing are terrible for the Republic, terrible for our people, and they are, in fact, probably going to destroy the Republican Party. I've got an article by Kevin MacDonald on that subject that we may get to here with the remaining time in the show. But one thing we need to be ready for is that self-destruction of the Republican Party because of the elitists and the globalists and the fat cats who control the Republican Party and will not let the vast membership of the Republican Party, which is good, solid white people, they will not let their views be expressed in the policies of the Republican Party. Well, upon this self-destruction, America needs an alternative. And that's why the American Freedom Party was created. Yes, we're very small now, but we, the forces that Paul Revere was marshaling back at the time of the American Revolution, these were very small forces at Concord and Lexington. Revere never made it to Concord. It was actually a cousin of mine who continued the ride to Concord, where the Patriots won in that combat at Concord Bridge. But at Lexington, the Patriots were mowed down by the British, and Paul Revere had succeeded in getting to Lexington. But our forces were very small there on Lexington Green. And the fact that our forces are small now is not the important thing. The important thing is that we are mobilized, that the call has gone out, and that Patriots are mobilizing into such things as the American Freedom Party. Now, if you can make another brief comment, Tom, continue.
Yeah, James, there's a few comments I need to make that are really very, very perplexing, and you need to listen what I have to say, because it's very important. Number one, as far as if you ever saw the movie Saving Private Ryan, and they're in the graveyard, you saw maybe 20,000 crosses for every Jewish Star of David. And Spielberg did make that movie, was a Jew. And you know what? The problem with these Jews in this country, they don't want to, I don't know if they understand what the Christians in this country did for them. And that needs to be addressed more in the media. Why, this hatred they have for Christianity, if it weren't for the Christians in this country coming to their defense, James, there wouldn't be hardly, I don't think, any of them left.
Well, okay, what's so, your, now, this
Private
is.
Ryan, and that tells you it all right there.
Yeah, let's make this our, the last topic we discuss here. It's very important, Tom. And what you're dealing with there is a psychological phenomenon of self-destructiveness that does occur. It's seen in human relations. You will have people, those Jews who are so hostile to the white race and to Europe and Europeans, if they, those of them that are bent on our destruction, if they succeed, they will have brought down the temple on themselves. And it's very self-destructive what they're doing. But that happens in human affairs, that people have base motivations, envy being one of the principal ones, and envy of us as Europeans could cause other peoples to do something that's against their own interests. And this is true of other peoples as well.
I want to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. I believe in Europe, you're going to have to start paying the white Caucasian women in England and France and all those European countries, you're going to have to actually start paying them monetary money to have children. Otherwise, their demise is coming. If they don't start having their women start being paid to have children, which it will probably come down to, I think the Europeans now, Europe probably in the next 50 years will be gone. Another
Tom,
thing is, you brought a tear to my eye when you're talking about 1965.
Yeah, well, Tom, let me address this.
South Florida is called the Magic City. It's not the Magic City no more, James. This used to be 85% white. There's only 13% left. And you know what? There's not one. You can't even get a job, Harley, if you're a white Anglo in the South Florida area.
You
can get a hold of Don Black and ask him.
Yeah,
Don Black's in the South Florida area, and I know he knows what's going on.
Yeah, I used to live in West Palm Beach, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
West Palm is one thing. I'm talking Dade and Broward. Now, what they're doing to this area is despicable. It's a shame. It's an absolute shame. South Florida used to be called the Magic City. I don't want to know if your viewers know that, but actually we had one of the best. In 1965, it was called the Magic City. We had the Jackie Gleason Show. We had all these wonderful things on Miami Beach. Guess what? We don't have nothing like that no more, James.
I know.
The party's over here in South Florida.
Yeah, it's the story in Florida is an unbelievable one. And by the way, you're also right. Thank you for making the point. I think that we will benefit very greatly if we find a way to reward white women of childbearing age to have more kids. I think we should develop social.
You're going to have to pay these women the money to have children.
It doesn't have to be strictly a payment of money, Tom. There are ways. A payment of money is a great idea, but there are other ways to make it more attractive for white women to have more kids, to have kids earlier in their lives, and so there are many ways that can be accomplished. And one of the ways that we can do right now, listeners to this show, you and I, Tom, is that we can encourage all the white women we know, and all the white men too, because they have some role in making babies. We can encourage all these folks. Yes, go out there and make some babies. Do it earlier. Do it more often.
I'd like to say one more thing. I don't know if your audience can handle this, or maybe you can't. But I remember my father told me back in like in 1990. He told me when he was in high school as a young man. Back when he was a young man in the sophomore era, they used to teach a word. Have you ever heard of a word called telegony?
Yes, but you
know what that word means? Have looked it up and then explain it next week about what is telegony.
Okay, that's my assignment. That's my
home. School up to like 1955. 55 it was taught. 56. That was taught in school. That's what my father told me.
Okay, and what's the dictionary definition?
Telegony.
What's the dictionary definition?
Well, James, it basically has to do with when you have a dog that's a mutt and you pull the top of his fur, he'll squeal. If the dog's a purebred, he won't squeal when you pull his coat. Now you maybe kind of understand where I'm coming from.
Okay, well, I'm going to look it up. I will look it up.
It was taught in all the schools for up to like 1955, I believe it was, 56, something like that.
Okay, well, Tom, thank you for that.
Jane, one more thing. South Florida area was a wonderful place. You said in 65, I remember as a kid, you could leave your door open, everybody knew everybody. It was fantastic.
Yep.
Nowadays, you don't even know who your neighbor is. You don't even
you
talk
got
to your neighbor because everybody's so
you
different
got it.
Here.
Tom, we're coming up on the music. Mitzi on the other side of this break. Thanks, Mitzi.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. In our last half hour here, this two-hour show that comes to you live every week on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me just check with my engineer here, Mitzi. I know you're on the line. Let me just see if anybody else is hanging in there. There's Irene in California. Irene, if you'll please be patient, we'll get to you. And Mitzi, the microphone is yours.
Okay. Thank you, James. Great show tonight. I wanted to get back to what Mr. Fromm Paul was talking about, you know, putting Christ back in Christmas. But Christianity has been on the attack in our society for a long time. And, you know, it goes back to a lawsuit in the 1960s by Madeline Murray O'Hare. You know, she asserted that it was unconstitutional for her son to be required to participate in Bible readings in the Baltimore public schools. And that ultimately led to, challenges of Christmas trees in the marketplace and in schools. And in many schools across the United States today, you know, it is, people are afraid almost to say Merry Christmas, unless you're in the Deep South, you know, in some places that are very Christian. But if there's other groups in the schools, the ACLU will be there, and, you know, your holiday program, your Christmas concert at the school, it has to be called a holiday program, and you can't have a Christmas craft show. It's called a holiday shop. But it's been going on for a long time. And I also thought about, our way of life, our European way of life has been on the attack for a long time, and people need to have their children learn history. Charles Martel, back in 732 at the Battle of Tours, stopped the spread of Islam into Europe. And if he hadn't, we probably, as Europeans, would not have celebrated Christmas as our culture. It is all about culture, and it is all about, securing the national borders. One of the great threats we have today is that we have foreign nationals come in who do not share our Christian heritage, faith, and belief, and enter every day, with temporary visas, and they never leave. This failing to secure the borders is definitely a threat to Christianity. And a lot of our Christian leaders are afraid to, be worried about political involvement, but they need to be. Our very way of life is threatened. The U.S., it really is being invaded by third world peoples, and white Christian Europeans are being displaced. You need to pay attention to what happened to Native Americans. The Comanche tribe disappeared because, people moved into their territories. American citizens are being targeted for extinction, and so are Christians, and we have been for a very long time. Christians are killed all over the world, so people are not worried about, diversity. They ought to, because when these groups do become the majority, we look at if they start murdering Christians. So, modern-day Christians need to protect our culture, our moral code, our work ethic, family structure, and heritage. Our survival depends on it. I also wanted to comment with the gentleman that we said about, women, needing to have children. I know in Germany today, they are paying the women to stay home so that they don't have to work, too, because their population has declined so much in schools that they have small villages where they're closing schools because they have no children. So, it is the attack on the family, on marriage, this terrible sex war between men and women. It's been cultivated. It's deliberate to destroy procreation. And women and a lot of young women are realizing it, that they would be happier if they had a family. But it takes having a partner who will also be, moral and be loyal to you to protect that family. And Phyllis Schlafly advertises on RBN, and she's written a book about the attack on the American family. And she's 90 years old. She's truly the expert. So that's all I had to say. You have a great show. You had so many things I had to kind of think about.
Mitzi, I got to meet Phyllis Schlafly for the first time in South Florida, and she was at the voter values debate it'll come back to me in a second here, but she was there, and I had gone to the debate to see Ron Paul in that debate, and I got to be one of the actual voters that voted as to who won the debate, so I got to vote for Ron Paul. But I got to meet Phyllis Schlafly in that great fiery red dress that she has. It wasn't Lake Worth. Where was it? South of Lake Worth. Oh, well, it escapes me right now. But it's been too long since I lived in Florida. Well, thank you, Mitzi, so much for your great comments from Florida.
All right. Thank you, James. You have a Merry Christmas also.
Merry Christmas, Mitzi. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Irene in California. I think she's still with us. Irene, are you there?
Oh, hi. Yes, I am. I just want to make a statement that I'm American Indian, and I really value your show, and I agree with a lot what you say. And
Irene, thank you very much for that. Are you aware? Did you follow the career of David Yeagley?
David Yeagley?
David Yeagley, Y-E-A-G-L-E-Y.
Yeagley, no.
He died just recently. He was a great American Indian, and he spoke at American Renaissance conferences. But he had a very interesting comment to make about American whites from the point of view of an American Indian. And here was his view, and I'd like to hear what you think of it as an American Indian. He said, my view as an American Indian is that your ancestors, you white people today, your ancestors fought nobly. They fought hard. We, American Indians, we fought hard. And in that battle, you prevailed. And so as warriors, we respect you. As warriors, I, David Yeagley, respect you today as warriors. And you built a fine civilization. And we are, we want you, he said this, as an American Indian, I want you to fight for your civilization today the way we Indians fought for it against you back when you came here as colonists. And he said, I want you to have the same kind of warrior spirit that we had, be proud of who you are and fight for yourselves. What do you think of that comment from your fellow American Indian?
Well, he is true and correct. I fought for my brother and sisters in school, and we laid down the line, and that's how we grew up. And it's like that. It's a pecking order. It's the way it goes. And when we took care of each other, our friends were our family, and that's the way I grew up in a little town in Southern California. And what's been taken away, and what's been invaded in our own home. And how they are telling us what to do and how to look and how to breathe and, how to act. No, you have no right. And this is a fight to the end. And this fight, I hope everybody's ready for it, because we have to embrace each other and we have to see each other as brother and sister, or we're not going to get through this, because it's us against them and it's our government. Our own government doing this to us. And I'm still amazed, and I'm just still amazed how the military and what they've become, and they're, what they've shunned it down to our own police to use against us, in the big cities around, across this nation. People better wake up. They better wake up. Just like John Moore says, you better have 1,000 rounds for every arm that you've got. And I believe him. I truly do, and it's coming real quick.
Irene, while you were talking to our audience, I was looking up David Yeagley. He's the great great grandson of the Comanche leader Bad Eagle, and he died March 11th of this year. And
wow.
We're lucky to have him. I'm sorry.
We're lucky to have him and his words.
We certainly are, and it was wonderful to hear him speak. He was a very inspiring guy. You can find him at a website, badeagle.com, badeagle.com, and I think you'll really, really admire your fellow American Indian, David Yeagley. We're very sorry he died. He died way too young.
That doesn't surprise me, because they're federally protected, and they have to go with pretty much the curriculum of the vaccination program. So most of the Indian children here in California have asthma, and most of the elderly have diabetes. And it's I wouldn't doubt if it had came with the meds or if something been induced. But
Irene, please call again. Right. Thank you so much for being in the audience. And we're gonna have a break right now, and then we'll come back with another caller.
Thank you.
Thank you, Irene.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books. Titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
Welcome back, folks, for our final segment of today's program. This is James Kelso and the American Freedom Party Report, live to you every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave in Montana, are you there, sir?
Yes. I appreciated hearing what your caller had mentioned about David Yeagley, a Comanche, Comanche Indian. What a lot of people don't know is that there's a very important revisionist figure named Carolyn Yeager, who happens to be the first cousin of David Yeagley. Now, she changed her name from Yeagley to Yeager because she was ashamed of the Native American roots, which she has. She considers herself one. She wants everyone to think of her as 100% German. I can understand that she's an avid supporter of Adolf Hitler. But it's interesting, I think a lot of people don't know that Carolyn Jaeger is 1/8 Native American, and that she had changed her name from Yeagley to Jaeger because of that reason.
Have you ever met David Yeagley?
I have never met him in person. No, I haven't. I wished I had.
Me too. I never met him, but he spoke at several American Renaissance conferences, which were among the few that I missed in recent times. But he's a very handsome guy. Anybody who wants to see him can see him at his website, badeagle.com. As I say, he died earlier this year. One of the things that he was saying in his message was, he was saying, you know, as warriors, my people honored valiant warriors who fought hard, and your ancestors fought hard, and they beat my ancestors. But he said, how can I respect you today as an Indian today? What should I think of you as people who are just rolling over and giving up, and you're not fighting? You don't have those values of your forebears, and you're not willing to fight for your people. And so he said that, you know, that does not gain my respect as an Indian. I can't respect that kind of cowardice. So that was the message he was giving. And he was saying, it's embarrassing for me to have to tell you, what you should be doing to defend your people. But he said that, but somebody needs to tell you.
Carolyn Jaeger.
But I want to, now I'll tell you what, I don't want to use this microphone to knock anybody. If you could switch over to another topic, that would be great. Because, you know, part of what my message on this show is that we need to unite and join together, cooperate. And one of the things that's afflicted our cause has been this a phenomenon of, nitpicking or critiquing or, undermining each other, and we just, we can't do that. We need to find something good to say about everybody who's making an effort in our cause. So, I'm glad to hear you saying something good about David Yeagley, but is there anything else good that you can say about somebody in our cause?
Also, a great fan of Carolyn Jaeger. What I was trying to point out here is that Carolyn Jaeger is an outspoken critic of American Renaissance. And that's why she had tried to divorce herself from her cousin, David Yeagley.
Okay.
She's a white nationalist, and the fact that David Yeagley has...
Well, okay. No, but I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if that's, if Carolyn Jaeger's doing good work and David Yeagley's doing good work, or did good work, and of course he lives on, that would be, a fundamental American Indian belief is that what you did in your life lives on. And so David Yeagley's work is still with us. Let's salute the good work. And, there's something, there just isn't enough time and enough resources for us to, make comments about each other and, sort of undermine each other. But I appreciate Dave out there in Montana. You share my climate. I know what your weather's like out there in Montana right now because I'm in your sister state, North Dakota. And, pretty much, we get the storms, blow east, they visit you first there in Montana. So, I wish you a Merry Christmas, and you'll be getting the same snow. We'll be getting the snow blowing in from Montana. Thanks for calling, Dave. Let me see if I have another caller. And folks, you'll see on this show, I like to take an opportunity, no matter what the call is, I take all the calls. We can make something, we can make a point out of all calls that come in, even if somebody really dislikes what we're saying on the show, and so on. You can. if somebody wants to call in who completely disagrees with everything we're saying and with everything that the American Freedom Party stands for, hey, welcome to the show. I'd love to debate you here on the air. And I don't know if we have time. We really don't. We won't have time to get in any more calls, I don't think. So I'll sort of retire that portion of the show. And then I will also rue the fact, as I do in so many shows, that I'm right now sitting in front of a pile of articles I wanted to touch upon or cover that I have all carefully printed out here, and I didn't even get to read the titles of those articles for you. One item maybe that I can touch upon a little bit is the tragedy and, well, the Merry Christmas story that has befallen James Watson, who was forced to auction off at Christie's his Nobel gold medal. I don't forget the year. I think he won it in 1962. But the wonderful ending to that story that a Russian, Uzbek, actually, who's actually a Muslim, according to his Wikipedia article, he bought the medal and then paid, I think, $4.75 million for it, most of which would have gone to James Watson. Some of it would have gone to Christie's. And then gave the medal back to Watson. And Watson, of course, just to refresh your memory, he discovered, along with Francis Crick, the structure of DNA in an article. They published their discovery in Nature magazine on April 25th of 1953. And some scientists have called that the most important day in the 20th century history of science. He took a chair in biology at Harvard in 1956. In 1968, he became the director of the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, which dealt in genetic research. And here's another key event in the history of James Watson. In October of 2007, he was compelled to resign his directorship of the great Cold Spring Harbor Genetic Laboratory because he had said a few truthful and honest things about race and IQ. That happened, you may remember that, in October of 2007. And since that shaming, he lost his jobs, his positions on boards of directors, he lost his income, and was actually compelled, the only time a living Nobel recipient has ever had to sell his gold medal. And another little interesting anecdote. I got a call once. I used an image of that gold medal in a banner that I made on a website. It was actually Stormfront. But I made a banner on a website, and I got a surprise call from the Nobel office itself saying, please, we're all for free speech, but we like that image of that medal. It's our trademark. Please don't use an image of our gold medal, our Nobel medal. And so I took down that banner. They were very nice. They were calling from Stockholm, and I believe it's been a while. But thank you for tuning in, as always. I will be here next week. I hope you will be here next week for the American Freedom Party Report. So long for now.
Financial uncertainty.